A wave of attacks took place throughout the West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds. Mofid Shadabati from the campaign group Youth Against Settlements was assaulted and detained. The group said that earlier Israeli soldiers raided Shadabati's home, which is undergoing construction work. Shadabati was hospitalized with serious wounds, cuts and bruises after being released from custody hours after his arrest. At the same time, over 100 settlers once again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The Israeli army, on the other hand, fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets on the Palestinians trying to protect the historic mosque.
We organized a demonstration with the popular resistance, showing our right to struggle against this occupation in a small village between Ramallah and Nablus called Kariyut. They closed all of the gates to this small village to prevent the farmers from reaching their land. The Israeli soldiers acted in a violent way against the peaceful demonstrators, and they beat some of the people there and arrested three or four people. One of the injured was hospitalized for treatment. We will continue our struggle until we achieve our right of freedom of movement.
Israeli attacks also continued during a non-violent protest in the village of Kariyut near Ramallah. The People's Committee organized the event against the Israeli closure of Palestinian farms. There also, the protesters met with heavy-handed Israeli tactics.
We organized a demonstration regarding to the popular resistance as our right to struggle against this occupation. A small village between Ramallah and Nablus called Kariyut, they closed all the gates of this small village, preventing the farmers from reaching their land.
Assam Abaka explains how the activists were violently attacked.
The Israeli soldiers act in a very violent way against the peaceful demonstration. They beat some of the people, some of the young people there. They arrested three, four guys, and they beat them hardly. One of them reached to the hospital to get treatment from there. We will continue our struggle, and we will continue our steps as our right for this demonstration.
Three activists from the non-violent popular resistance movement were arrested by the Israeli army. Abdallah Abu Rahma, Salah Al-Khawaja and Bashar Al-Karota were taken to undisclosed locations. Palestinian activists state that although there's been a rise in the number of attacks, particularly in sensitive areas such as Hebron al-Khalil and the Holy Islamic Sanctuary of Al-Aqsa Mosque, they will remain steadfast and will continue their non-violent protests against the Israeli occupation. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.